things. One, I just yesterday you mentioned the best English translation. I couldn't get the name for Vedaranyaka Upanishad.
Sorry, which Upanishad?
The same, our Vedaranyaka Upanishad, the English translation. Which one was the one you recommended?
I don't remember, but did I recommend Swami Madhavananda's?
I couldn't get the name properly. So is it Swami Madhavananda?
Yes. He only translated into, there are two editions in English. One is without the commentary, translation of the commentary of Shankaracharya.
Right.
That is a smaller edition published by our Madras Mutt long back.
Okay.
Another is Swami Madhavanandaji, marvelous scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Beautifully translated with Shankara Bhashya. So, there was one Kuppuswami, Mahamahopadhyaya, great scholar in Madras. After reading the commentary of the translation of Swami Madhavanandaji, he said if Shankara were to write his commentary in English, he would have written in this way, like Swami Madhavananda. But you know, Shankara Bhashyas are not easy to understand. So, you have to listen to some Swamis who know what they are talking about.
Yeah. So
but after listening to this talk, you read the appropriate portion, your understanding will be much, much better.
Sure. Yeah, makes sense. Maharaji, this Ahangraha Upasana that you've been describing, so this is an internal Panchamahayagna, isn't it? Because it's Panktam, so five.
That's why what I said, first one has to do externally.
Yeah.
And that can be done only by a householder.
Right.
Only when a person had discharged the due performance of this Panchamahayagnas for many, many, many lives, his mind becomes pure. And then he realizes, let me use this Panchamahayagnas as Ahangra, that is called Ahangraha Upasana, to know who I am.
Right, okay.
That is the stage called Vanaprastha Ashrama. Upasana is the main thing, main sadhana in Vanaprastha Ashrama. And when he progresses sufficiently, he identifies more with God than anything else. When a person reaches such a stage, that is called sannyasa ashrama. Nothing to do with the external ashramas. These are all internal stages.
Yeah. So this internal ahangraha upasana, is it consecrated to whom? To Brahman?
Ahangraha means to understand, I am divine, I am Brahman, I am God. That is called Ahangraha Upasana. So for that we have to take the help of the body, which is represented by the eyes and ears,
yes.
Then by the speech, by the prana, by the mind. This is the equipment.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's quite...
So one cannot take up Ahangraha Upasana without discharging the Panchamahayagnas.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Maharaji. Jai Thakur.
Namaste, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, a Grihastha has this Pancharina, and that's the Panchamahayagnas that you mentioned, you talked about. What happens to the Pancharina for a Vanaprasthi?
Okay. First of all, what you need to understand is, this Panchamahayagnas, externally it is the bounden duty of Grihasthas.
Yes.
So long as we are alive, everybody is indebted. Am I not indebted? Here servants are looking after me. Somebody is cooking. Somebody is repairing. Somebody is cleaning. So there are cows in the ashrama. Am I not indebted?
Sure.
So how am I free? Am I a householder? Yes, I am a householder. Because so long as I think I am the
body mind.
That's why you have to be very clear. Married person alone But a married person has to do with more conscientiousness. So what do the brahmachari or vanaprasthi or sannyasi, what do? How do they discharge? They do that through prayers, through blessings. Say for example, a sannyasi, I am taking classes. This is part of my Panchamahayagna. I pray for the welfare of everybody. That is part of my
Panchamahayagna.
So if I lead a good life, that is part of my Panchamahayagna. So if a brahmachari is devoted to learning without deviating his mind here and there, he is discharging his
Panchamahayagna.
By serving the guru, he is doing his Panchamahayagna or not?
Yes,
ma'am. And here, there also he has to worship gods or not?
Yeah.
And after initiation into the sacred thread ceremony, he has to repeat Gayatri Mantra, etc. or not?
Yeah.
Are not all those things part of Panchamahayagna?
Mm.
Is he not supposed to be kind to animals which are near, such as grazing the cows like Satyakama Javala, Upakosala?
Mm.
Is it not part of the Panchamahayagna?
Yes.
So the guru is discharging through his life, through his prayers, through his yagnas, yagas, and through his teaching what he learned. He is passing it on without any selfish desire. And a vanaprasthi who leads a good life, happy life, peaceful life, is he not showing an example how other old people have to live in this world? Is he not showing an example how one can be very happy with leading even the simplest of life? Is it any less Panchamahayagna?
No.
And of course a sannyasi, literally speaking, he identifies himself with the whole world. That itself is the greatest discharge of Panchamahayagna. I am not talking about these external sannyasins. I am talking about the ideals. Isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
So everybody has to discharge. There is no doubt about it. But especially the external rituals, grihastas, that grihastha also, not every grihastha, but only Brahmana grihastha, especially. So that is why we have seen the only Kshatriyas could do this Ashwamedha Yajna. But those who cannot do, you do that Upasana.
Internal.
Identifying the horse as the universe, as Hiranyagarbha, Virat. So you see, all these things have to be brought together like a mind map. Yeah. So first thing you remember is, a married person alone, not necessarily only a householder. Anybody who thinks I am the body and mind, he is a
householder.
Yes. And the moment we think I am the body, then all our seva, early morning coffee seva, afterwards idli dosha seva, afterwards sakra pongal seva, Tirupati laddu seva, all these sevas are what?
Rana.
Yagnas.
Yagnas.
So we are indebted if we want. That is the thing.